Edition of Animal World, and we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream is go, you know, straight to the 1150kknw.com website, click on listen upper left, and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook too. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, check out all the stories and videos and great stuff posted. And I've gotten some good stuff up there from time to time, but my goodness, it's been a crazy couple of weeks here. So we got some catching up to do. Anyway, it is, wow, the first Sunday of December, and it's literally December 1st. So not often we get to start the month on the very first day of the month, but that is what we're doing today. And, you know, just so you know, officially, Christmas is here. Woohoo! None of this Christmas in July stuff around Animal World and all this sort of thing. Christmas starts the day after Thanksgiving. Or on Thanksgiving Day.
Well,
a lot of people are decorated up by then.
Within Christian practices, too, with the season of Advent, it starts today as well. Because today is the first Sunday of Advent, marking the beginning of the Christmas season in the church.
Okay, and then in case you're wondering who that is.
We're getting all the firsts today.
All right. So, and obviously here, Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha.
And full of extra information as usual. So we're covering the first bases, right?
Mm-hmm. And it also is beginning to look a lot like Christmas out there. I think the Jingle Cats need to do their own edition of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, because that's the case when I'm looking out west over the Olympic Mountains. You know, we recently had that bomb cyclone that came through, and it just gave them a nice cap of snow on the top of each mountain range, just absolutely gorgeous, and can't see much lower because of the fog going on, but I wish you could be here to see it.
Yeah, it really it looks like we've got a nice stretch of weather coming here for a couple of days, cold and but dry and nice. I'm delighted to see the sunshine out there, but I look out in sunshine, my grass is all white. So I mean it's frosted up here. It's been freezing at night, this week. So it's cold, but I tell you, man, it seems like it's been a long time. I mean, it's only been 2 weeks since we've been live on the air, but man, lots gone down. Because didn't we had the bomb cyclone came in? Wasn't that just a couple of days after the last
Yeah, I
live
think
show
that
that
was
we
on
did?
the 19th that it came through and started ripping everything up.
Yeah, so I hope y'all fared okay in the big bomb cyclone storm. I have to say, I'm in the area, off of Highway 2, up northeast of Seattle, and we're usually in the convergent zone, and I'm right in that track, right off of Highway 2 where the wind can really come through. So, we're in an area where we can get a lot of wind, and I live in the forest and lots of trees around here, and we're we're usually right up there at the top of the list of losing power, and that was no different this time. And Nathan, I have to tell you, I don't think I have ever seen or heard more powerful, bigger wind than during that storm. I mean, it was incredibly loud, and the wind was unbelievable. So the storm came in on Tuesday, started in the later in the middle, I think middle mid afternoon, like 3 o'clock or so, is when the wind started to pick up. I lost my power right away. So by six, I didn't have any power. And usually it only, it's a couple hours or so and our power goes back on, but not the case this time. I was out of power Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, finally got power back on Friday. And I'll tell you what, Nathan, I'm a wimp. It gets too hot and I don't like it. It gets too cold and I don't like it. I don't, every time we go through either hot or cold, I decide I like it the other way. So I decided it was just too darn cold. I think I'd rather it be too hot because then I can cool myself off. But then if we don't have power, that's an issue. So I don't know. I just wimp out either way. I just like it nice and normal and in the
Yeah.
middle.
Get that good
But
balance.
I have to say that I have had a longer power outage during the winter when it was colder, and I can remember a time, and I think it's been recently enough, Nathan, that you probably were around by then, but I can remember a winter without power for enough days that I had all, my long underwear and all the clothes I could pile on. I had my stadium parka and my trapper hat and earmuffs and gloves and all of that, and I can remember standing in the middle of my living room with the animals, and I can see my breath,
Yeah, that's when you
and
know it's cold.
that's when it's cold. But I tell you, even this time around with no power, and it wasn't warm outside. It was chilly outside, but at least it wasn't really really cold. But I swear, by Wednesday, it felt colder in the house than it did outside, and I just don't get that. That's just really weird. But it seemed colder in the house than it was outside. Any time I sat down, I had Cat Pile on top of me and Robbie Golden, and Robbie Golden's really the only one that wasn't upset about, because he's in a dog suit and has a higher temperature and a big golden retriever coat. So he's the only one of us that was, a happy camper no matter what's, the temperature is. Nathan and I before the show, I decided, well, it's freezing outside, it's all frosted. I'll let Robbie can stay in while I do the show. Usually he hangs out in front because he likes to watch the world go by. So I'll let him in, and Nathan and I are getting started on the air, and Robbie's in here going, well, excuse me, You know, I really don't like to be here when you do radio because I get in trouble. See, when my attention is someplace else, then he thinks he should be involved. So he'd like to do radio too and climb right up and say hi to Nathan. Anyway, so he's back outside where he wants to be. But boy, so Nathan, I think your big deal was because Nathan and I, bless his heart, Nathan checks on me and checks in and keeps me informed. And if you all recall, Nathan has recently bought his first home. He's bought his condo and it's all been all fixed up. And we left you 2 weeks ago. You were just moving in.
Yep.
And folks, the timing was really, it's one of those, okay, so you got all moved in, and that was Tuesday, right?
I always like to joke with people that the storm was just a distraction. I was moving into my condo that day and found out I didn't have enough power outlets, so I started, putting in power strips, and now I know why you cannot put power strips into power strips, because I just knocked out everybody's power. I'm just joking around, of course.
Okay, I was going to say, it wasn't your fault. We had a storm. But, I mean, the bottom line is, the first night that you spend in your condominium, your new one, is without power.
Pretty much,
How's that for...
I mean, I had power enough length to, spend some time with my parents and watch some TV shows and cook up a pizza. And then actually what happened was we were going down to the clubhouse to play some pool.
And, so your folks were down at the condo
with
me during the storm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm down at the clubhouse getting ready to play pool with them and put all the balls onto their table, get ready to play. And all of a sudden we hear this transformer blow.
Uh-oh.
And there's a flash. And there was no power. 5 seconds later, the power came back on. It's like, oh, okay, it must have just been a little surge. So we put the pool balls back onto the table. Again, the transformer blew, and this time the power stayed off, and that's when we knew, oh, well, we're toast. Time to go back to the condo.
So did your folks go back to their house, or were they planning to...
Yeah, they went back that night, and they lost power, too.
But... So you lost power, but I think you didn't have... Your power wasn't out as long as mine was.
No.
How long did you... When did you get your power back?
Mine was only gone for about 15 hours. It went out at 7:30 at night and came back around 11.
Yeah, see, that's not fair. That's not fair. But at least it's like get the worst over first. So your first night in the condo without power. So how was your first? How are you doing in your condominium?
Oh, just fine. It's great. In fact, it was kind of a funny night to have the windstorm come through because I'm just on the west side of the airport, so I'll be hearing the planes, take off and land and stuff like that, and revving up their engines. So. The whole night, I just thought, oh, this must just be the airport noise or something like that, because there's not too many trees around where the condo is. I mean, we have some, but none to threaten. And so I just figured, oh, that's just must be the normal airport noise. Then the next night following that, it was much quieter. So that's when I knew, okay, that was not airplanes. That was the wind.
Uh-huh.
It sounded just like, you're listening to planes taking off and landing.
Wow. Yeah, because it's loud. I swear. I was really, lucky this time through because I was without power. But I think it was 2 years ago we had a big windstorm. And I lost some huge limbs, and usually I, use limbs here and there. But I talk to my trees, and they take care of me, and I take care of them, and they're usually good about where they drop. But the biggest, hugest limb that's ever come down off of, like 150-foot cottonwood. It shook the house when it came down during that storm, and I had to have friends come out here. It took three of us to pick up that limb and carry it over, you know, to the burn pile area. And we barely were able to do that. It was so heavy. And it just a really mess with lots of limbs. But I think that kind of cleaned me out. And then the wind since then, the last couple of years have kept, you know, the trees pretty well pruned. And I lost a smaller limb in the fall here. I mean, not, it was small enough that I could pick it up and, you know, take it to the burn pile. But the storm, it was horrendous, but I didn't lose any big limbs that I couldn't handle. And, but I'll tell you, the timing hasn't been great because, you know, with all the wind, I'm just buried with the rest of the leaves are down, but all the cedar that's coming down is down, the pine cones, leaves, pieces of trees. I mean, there is debris. I have a blanket of debris over everything. And it's been down long enough on my driveways and patios and stuff. You know, the leaves now, Nathan, are like glued to the concrete because every time there has been a dry enough day to blow, I've been working or something. So anyway, it just hasn't worked out timing wise, but I'm hoping it looks like aren't we having a few dry days here? And, so I'm thinking I'm going to be able to get started to clean up and get everything blown. It's going to take several days of blowing for me to catch up and you know, get the debris out. So this place looks, you know, somewhat normal. But so don't we have some dry days, a few dry days?
Yeah, we do. And calm wind days, too, for any of you worried about a potential windstorm. That's not going to be happening, at least in the near future. So partly sunny skies coming up for the next few days will bring us highs in the upper 40s. And by around Thursday is when we could start seeing some rain to start to enter into the forecast again. That'll help kind of warm things up a little bit, too, once we get that rain and cloud coverage. We'll see warmer overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s and daytime highs in the mid 50s. So,
all righty.
Not all that bad coming up.
So I'm looking forward to getting caught up with cleanup around here. And, of course, you know, I'm older, so it takes me longer. I'll tell you what. Had to get used to having a mess for a while, but so I'm looking forward to being able to blow and get it all cleaned up. And as I said, yes.
Well, I'll tell you something about living next to the airport and watching the windstorm. Yeah. Normally, because watching the planes and stuff too, you watch them, they just take off straight and they continue straight for a while and then they turn and go off their merry way. Well, the night of the windstorm, I was watching the planes and they would be taking off a lot sooner because, you know, those winds blowing on in front of them, they always take off into the wind. So they would take off a lot sooner. And once they took off, because that wind was moving westbound, I would go to the direction of my condo. I would just see them like take off and then just get caught by the wind and just like really change directions quickly. And it was pretty crazy watching them. I was surprised they were still operating in that windstorm. And I feel for the passengers on those planes, too, because it must have not been a pleasant ride.
Huh. Well, so you have aerial entertainment where you are now.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like watching a bird or a firefly get swept by the wind. It just blows right over you. It almost looked the same way with the airplanes.
Wow. All right. Well, we better get ourselves on track here because we've got a schedule to keep today. We've got everybody lined up, ready to go. It is the 1st of December. So the first Sunday of December, that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our Animal Friends Sunday. And besides that, it's the beginning of Christmas holiday season here on Animal World. And we try to celebrate everybody and everything. But, you know, I mean, I'm a Christmas person. Nathan, you're a Christmas person. I grew up with Jewish folks. So, you know, Hanukkah is good. And the Jingle Cats do Hanukkah. And that's the biggest, you know, news of the day and all of that is woohoo! We have unleashed the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs, and we get to enjoy them for the rest of the month. So I'm excited about that. Love Train is on the back burner for the time being, and we will be bopping around to the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs throughout the show. So I hope you enjoy them as much as we do. And Let's see. We will, well, Christmas theme coming up with Meow, because our first interview, Marilyn will be here from Meow. And Santa Paws Pictures, I've got the dates and all of that. The first day was actually yesterday, so we missed that one. Unless you knew about it, but we've got all the Santa Paws picks and dates and stuff, and we'll find out more about that. We've also got all the info on the annual Meow Holiday Bazaar that's coming up, so I've got all of that for you. And we got live Christmas trees up at Northwest Dream Center, and they'll be available starting next Saturday. So a lot of stuff going on. We'll tell you about all of that. And let's see, we definitely need to officially start the show. I'm looking at the clock and thinking, maybe Nathan, what do we do? Take care of advertisers, stay on, so we stay on time, and then we'll come back and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and then we can switch gears and get started with Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, and check in with those meow, 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 meows. And we'll get to listen to them, too. All righty. So let's take care of our advertisers, and then we'll come back, start the show. It is the most important part of the show, so please listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues with official prayers and affirmations straight ahead, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email, or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Oh, jeez, I love him so much. Oh, how can you not have a smile on your face when you hear those jingle cats and dogs? And just so you know, the creator of the jingle cats, Mike Spala, sent them to me as soon as he created the jingle cats, and probably close to 30 years ago. And just so you know, they're all his cats and dogs, and he recorded them, and they're all real dog and cat voices, and a really creative guy. But not a good talker, so I had him on the air a few times. But he's much better at making jingle cats and dogs music than talking about it on the air. I do appreciate Mike and the gift of the jingle cats for us on the show, and we get to enjoy them every year. So be around for the rest of the month. So please enjoy. All righty. So we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. You can check him out. His newsletter of the month comes out the first Sunday of every month, and it did in fact come this morning, but I had so much going on, and without water, I didn't get to read it, so I won't get to read it till after the show. And of course, we'll talk about it next week when Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen will be with us here on the show. It'll be our healing show, and you can call in for free remote treatments with the two of them. And just for our schedule this month, Natasha will be here on the third Sunday. I think, Nathan, we have decided, I think for the first time, the fourth Sunday, we're going to do the encore show on that, because that's going to be a few days before Christmas. And I thought, you know, I've done shows on Christmas. But the first year I did the show, I realized this year it was, I did from the studio KVI on Christmas Day in my Christmas jammies and Christmas slippers. That was fun. Anyway, so we're going to encore, and then the last Sunday of the month, we will be live, and that will be with Merritt and Beth Clifton from Animals 24-7, and they're preparing a release. But we're going to do the best and most important animal events and stories and issues from 2024. So we're going to wrap up the whole year and catch up on all the great stuff and all the things we need to know about for animals for the year. So that'll be fun. So that's kind of what we're up to for the month. And so Dr. Nils and Linda will be here next week. And if you want to check out Dr. Nils, go to healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation. If you want to talk to him about how he can help your animal friends, then just fill out the contact link and tell him you want to talk. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And if you're interested, you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if you'd like us to know anything or want to talk to us during the show, you can use that email address as well. And as long as Nathan or I remember to check it,
we'll forget.
Yeah, and we do. We do. Usually if he forgets, I remember, and vice versa. But, you know, sometimes we just both space it. But anyway, well, I'll blame it on him because, you know, he's in charge.
So, have no fear. I'm pulling it up right now.
All right. Okay. Well, I've got it. I've got it here, too. But it's anyway. It is time to officially start the show. And if you haven't been here when I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. And that, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and we do a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends, one for us human animals. And then we get a pile of affirmations that are life altering that I do, you know, on a daily basis. And I know a lot of you do, too. But this is just to get us spiritualized up for the day and get your week started well. And whether or not you participate with the prayers and affirmations with me is totally optional. It's not like getting up and dancing when we're playing music and stuff where dancing's required, but you can opt out on this one. Alrighty, so I'm going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now it is the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer for us human animals. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Whew, okay, now we're get into our affirmations. All of these have been contributed by some members of our Animal World family for their life-changing properties. This first one comes from my spiritual family, Ananda, and was an assignment to us long years ago. And it was, you know, do this affirmation three times, you know, say it out loud three times, do that once a day for a week, see what happens. Changed my life, so I share it with you. And here we go. I say each affirmation three times, and you can join me if you like. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, the second affirmation actually comes from Linda Rasmussen, one of our best practitioners. She'll be in the studio next week with us. And you'll hear when she works with one of you human animals, she gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. And that's where this came from, and it ended up being so powerful. And so many of you commented on it that I started doing it, and it made a difference. Oh, changed my life. So anyway, we share it with you. And when I say abundance in this affirmation, think of whatever kind of abundance you need or want in your life at this time. All right, here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty then, this next affirmation comes from the Ananda Institute, but the Italian division, and is the one I like so much for getting us into the right kind of energy and good health and well-being, especially when you go out in the world. So I do this for me and my animal friends every day. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right. Next affirmation comes from Natasha Venter. She's here on the third Sunday of the month. She's our medium communicator and psychic person. And this is the one that I use to keep myself and my animal friends in balance and to try to be in harmony with the energies going on. We can really use it. It's so crazy. So here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And then we conclude these affirmations the Ananda Warriors of Light affirmation. And boy, do we need this one. We need it all around our country. We need it all around the world. And you know where the spots we need to highlight. So during this prayer affirmation, be sure you're sending that love everywhere that it's needed. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti. All right, we conclude the whole practice now with Dr. Nell's contribution. It's his favorite. And to acknowledge and seat the energies here, cross your hands over your heart with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Ah. I always feel like we've done our work for the day. We do that. We're all spiritualized up and in great shape. And now we'll be human again here. Okay, so it is time to begin the month. And we do that with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday and helping a lot of our animal friends would be Meow Cat Rescue. They do dogs too. And joining us from Meow, Marilyn Hendrickson, as usual. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
There is a little bit of a buzz. I can see your face there.
And I'm not hearing Marilyn's voice quite as strongly.
Yeah, if you want, we can just take care of our advertisers real quick, and then we'll come back and we'll get going with Marilyn.
Oh, okay. So Marilyn, Nathan's going to, maybe change the phone lines. You're talking with Marilyn. So he and Marilyn will fool around with the technology here to get us a clear call. In the meantime, we'll take care of our advertisers for the last time in the hour. So we'll have plenty of time to talk with Marilyn. The Holiday Bazaar is coming up, and Santa Paws pictures. Woo! We got all kinds of great stuff, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to tune in. Join me on Talk Cosmos Sunday, December 1st, 1 p.m. Pacific, about the Sagittarius New Moon cosmic energy theme, helping chaotic growth. This Sunday's archetypal symbols team shares the new moon's energetic consciousness, providing us extra guidance, nurturing our actions in these transformational times. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, December 1st, 1 p.m. KKNW AM.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Love those jingle cats. Alrighty. We heard from our NuPro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out online at NuProSupplements.com. And if you don't find them in your local pet store, they're all available on Amazon. So NuProSupplements.com. And remember our sound... premier sound healer of the Northwest, Jude Ponton, is available and taking new clients. And the Whispering Dragon Healing Center is in her home now in Shoreline. So easy access, easy parking. And gosh, what a gift it is to be in her presence and with the gongs and the acutonic forks and stuff. Boy, she keeps my body in alignment, and I don't know what I'd do without her. And if you can see her in person, that's great, but she can also work with you remotely. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty, let's see if Nathan has worked his magic and straightened out the phone calls. And let's welcome back Marilyn Hendrickson from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Hey, Marilyn, let's try it again.
Okay, is that better?
Hey, that's much better.
Good.
All right. So, how did you do with the storm, the big bomb cyclone?
Yeah, we lost our power, but we were lucky because ours was only out 2.5 days.
Oh, okay. So you got it back a little sooner than me. I was out three and a half. I think let's say Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, three and a half.
Yeah.
But now, what about, was that you personally at your home? And what about Meow, the shelter?
You know, they came on at about the same time.
Okay, so the shelter also lost power for a while.
Yeah, we did, but we got creative and we brought flashlights and battery operating lights, and we opened up on the day that everybody was out of power, and we actually did quite a few adoptions that day.
Well, let's see, because Meow Cat Rescue, you are in Kirkland in the Houghton Plaza, I think, normally, your normal days of operation right now are, if I remember correctly, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m., right?
That's right. That's correct.
Okay, so the storm, the big bomb cyclone hit like late Tuesday of that week, and then I lost my power right away on Tuesday, and a lot of people say that you lost it during the night, and then we were out on Wednesday. So Thursday would be the first day you would normally be open. So is that the day you said you opened as usual on those days, even though you didn't have power?
Yeah, we did.
And you said you were real successful with adoptions, huh?
Yeah, it was actually a lot of fun. The lighting was pretty neat. We had like floodlights, and we did really well with that.
All right. Well, people didn't have anything else to do, so you might as well go find a kitty.
Right.
So how's Meow doing these days? Are you guys up to your eyeballs and cats and kittens and overfloating like you usually are? Mm-hmm. Or?
Yeah, we're overloaded. We have so many cats and so many kittens and a line of cats and kittens waiting to come into the shelter once there's room. So,
do you, I don't ask you often, but do you have an idea? Do you know approximately how many cats you have at the shelter at one time?
Yeah, that varies. I would say an average would probably be 60 to 65.
In the shelter. Now, what about, what's average for cats and kittens in foster homes? How many there?
Well, let's see. It would be well over 100.
Wow. Easy. Holy moly.
Yeah.
I guess, as they say, you have a great selection of people who are looking to find the right kitty for them.
Yeah, we do. We do. We're heavy on kittens right now. We don't have a lot of adults. But that will change. Our shelter population changes every week. And I know we've got some adults coming in this week. So, but for
that's kind of, isn't it usually the, I would think it was kind of the opposite. You'd have more adults than kittens, but maybe I just don't know.
Well, it's been an interesting year because we've had a lot of adoption days where all we adopt out are adults, and we've got a bunch of kittens. So I don't know. It's just what the supply and demand is, and people. We've done a lot of adult adoptions these last couple months.
And it really makes sense to, if you want to add cats to your lives, adults or kittens, to adopt from Meow, because all the work and the expensive stuff is already taken care of for you. So, you know, when they have kittens, you often have litters and sometimes pregnant moms, and they have to be birthed, but that's all done in foster care. And they stay in the foster homes until they're old enough to be spayed and neutered and get their vaccines. And I think you also microchip and everything. And so when they're adopted out, I know some people, you know, over the years have, you know, said, well, you know, we really want younger kittens because I think they're usually, what, in the 4 to 5 month old range by the time they've had everything, they've been old enough to do everything and can be adopted?
Yeah, the youngest that we would ever have available at our shelter would be 3 months.
Yeah, so, but I've heard some people, you know, when they don't know better, think that that's a problem. I want them younger. But I used to think that too until I got, you know, kittens that were a little older in the 4 to 5 month age frame like that. And mine were purebreds from a breeder, but a long time ago. But I realized that it's much better to get them when they're that little older age. Especially when they've had all the stuff done that they needed to have done, because all of that stuff costs a fortune. Mm-hmm. But they're, you can know them better and really see their little personalities are more out by then. And so you have a much better chance of picking, you know, a personality type that you'd like and that you're looking for. But so anyway, mm-hmm. I really think it's a great idea. For them to be slightly older than really young kittens when you bring them in. And even though, you know, you have to pay the adoption fees to adopt them, it includes all of that stuff. I mean, the spaying and neutering, for crying out loud, it's almost like paying your mortgage. It's so expensive these days, mm-hmm. you know, and the vaccines and the wormings and the microchips and all that kind of stuff. But pretty much it's a full meal deal for you guys, isn't it, Marilyn? If people adopt a cat or a kitten from you, they've already had all that stuff.
Yeah, everything's done. For example, a pair of kittens is $250. But that includes, as you said, everything. That's the spay, the neuter, the microchip, multiple dewormings, viral testing, microchip. It's all included. And we did a survey, and we've got a chart hanging on the wall at our shelter, but if you were to adopt two kittens from someone else who didn't have these things done, it would be well over $1,000.
I was just going to say, you know, my intuition's working really well, because what I was going to say, you know, Marilyn, I think if you had to pay for everything that's included when you get a cat from you, and you pay $250 for two kittens, I was going to say, I would bet that if you paid for everything yourself, it would be over $1,000. And that was correct, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, so yeah. It's a hot deal, you know, to get cats from Kirkland. So people think, oh, I'll just go, you know, find one on next door or, you know, a litter, and then I can get a kitten. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize this day, what a big investment they're making, you know, to pay for all those things themselves. So I know when I'm ready for more cats, I'm going to Meow, because that's the place to be. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about Christmas has begun, Marilyn. I've officially started it. None of this Christmas in July business around here. Christmas starts the day after Thanksgiving. So we're now official. And because the Jingle Cats and dogs, we've unleashed them. All right. So Meow, you're one of our big Christmas places, because let's see, the first thing, let's talk, we've got the big Meow's Holiday Craft Bazaar and Bake Sale. That's coming up real soon. Oh, it looks like it's next Saturday, December 7th.
Right.
10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at St. John's Episcopal Church in Kirkland. Now, tell us about the Meow's Holiday Craft Bazaar and Bake Sale. It's like an annual ritual. You guys have been doing this for a lot of years, right?
Yeah, we have, and it gets bigger every year. And this church is a perfect venue because it's very spacious, and everybody can spread out their tables and such. And there's such a wide variety of things. baked goods, crafts, you know, homemade quilts, scarves, little things for the cats and dogs, beds. And every year our most popular, I have to tell you, that every year our most popular item are these twice-baked potatoes.
Oh, and for people, for the human for animal.
For people. And usually...
twice-baked potatoes, I really like those. Those are good.
They're delicious.
I'm not surprised they're popular. So does somebody make them and sells them?
Yeah. And they're usually gone within less than 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. They're very, very popular. And
so if you want the twice-baked potatoes, you got to get there early.
You sure do. Yeah, so there's just a lot of fun things.
All right. So you could do a little Christmas shopping for your dog and kitty friends? There might be toys and stuff for them?
Yeah, there's toys. There's cat beds. There's, you know, somebody makes these little cat-like scarves and hats. If dressing up your cat is what you like to do. There's cat scratchers, cat mats. And then,
all right, yeah, so it's time to start that Christmas shopping for your kitties and dog friends at home, and it sounds like starting at the Meow's Holiday Craft Bazaar and Bake Sale might be a great place to start. And that is next Saturday, December 7th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's at St. John's Episcopal Church. I'm going to give you the address, so grab something to write with if you want to write it down. You can also... If you don't get all the information we're giving you today, and I'll give it to you again when I do current events later in the show, you can go to the meowcatrescue.org website and find all of the event information there as well. But it's St. John's Episcopal Church. The address is 105 State Street South. 105 State Street South, Kirkland, 98033. So next Saturday. All right. And Marilyn, are you usually at the bake sale?
No, because I'm at the shelter.
I just came with the voice that was in my head was like, no, somebody has to man the shelter. So you have to work at the shelter.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay.
I miss the sale every year.
Well, bless your heart for holding down the fort. Let's see. Now, the next thing we got to talk about, the big deal would be, you know, Santa Paws photos. And you guys are covering that base as usual in conjunction with the Mud Bay stores around the area. Now, let's see. I think all of them at their particular locations are from noon to, well, no, I guess that's not correct. Noon to 3 p.m. Except in the U District, there's one from 3 to 5. So I'll give you all of that. But let's see it. Now, it says, Marilyn, these are at different Mud Bay stores throughout the area starting yesterday. And the last one is the 22nd of December. Now, and I know we say, you know, you're Meow Cat Rescue, but they do photos of dogs too, and right, and kitties. So anybody that's well behaved in an animal suit?
Anybody, yeah. In fact, we've had snakes, we've had birds, we've had, I think the snake was the most unique one that we ever had. Santa was a little unsure about that, but it turned out okay.
Oh, that would be funny. And it's like, it's a $20 donation, and then you receive a printed photo on site and access to online digital images. You say safety first, so pets have to be restrained either on a leash or a carrier, you know, so well-behaved. All right, so if you get your pens and paper ready, because we'll go down the list. And, yesterday they were out of the Issaquah Mud Bay, but we missed that one, unfortunately. Let's see. Hopefully it was a big success without us. Let's see, December 1st. Oh, that's today. Hey, all right. If you're in Ballard or around that area, Ballard Mud Bay today from noon to 3. So you got some options today. You could go adopt a cat at Meow from 1 to 5 p.m. And you also can go get Santa Paws pictures from noon to 3 at Mud Bay in Ballard. Now, December 7th, that would be next Saturday, Fairwood Mud Bay, noon to 3. December 8th, that's a week from today on Sunday, Overlake. So we're in Bellevue, Overlake Mud Bay, noon to 3. December 14th, 12 to 3 at Issaquah Highlands Mud Bay. And December 15th, it'd be the Sunday, 12 to 3, Linwood West Mud Bay. You guys are getting all around. Now, here's the one that the timing's a little weird. That's December 15th, 3 to 5 p.m. at Lad and Lass Brewing in the University District. Lad and Lass Brewing, 3 to 5 p.m. on December 15th. And then the last two would be December 21st at Redmond Mud Bay and December 22nd, Roosevelt Mud Bay. Wow, so you guys, you know, you're all over the area and throughout the month, so a lot of opportunities for people to get their Santa Paws pictures. So,
yeah, and all of that information is on our website in case you didn't get it.
Right, that's what I'm saying, meowcatrescue.org. I found it easily online. If I can find it, anybody can. It's right on the homepage. There are links to everything. So you can find all of that there. And then Meow will be open normal days and hours throughout the holiday season.
Yep.
And because I think what is Christmas this year, I think is on a Wednesday. Is that it is. So Christmas is on a Wednesday. Will Meow be open the Thursday, the day after Christmas as usual?
Definitely.
Wow. All right. So I always say don't get animals for people as Christmas presents.
No.
It's important that people are able to make their own decisions about that. I think some of the, you know, most challenging counseling sessions I've done have been going to see an older couple with a puppy that they have no clue, and it's very challenging for them to handle, but, you know, their kids thought they needed a dog, so they got them a puppy. Well, it's better off to let the person who's going to live with that animal pick that animal out, and even say, you know someone that really wants a cat or a kitten. You can give them a gift box with some supplies, you know, and a certificate or something, you know, to go, you know, to Meow and adopt their new friend. And that's a much better way to do it, you know, a leash and collar in the bag or a cat bed and something, and so that then they can pick out their own animals for Christmas. But they'll be open the day after Christmas at Meow, so it'll be a great time to get a new kitty.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Anything else going on for the holidays or the shelter and with the cats that you need us to know about?
That's about it.
All righty.
Our new 2025 calendars are out. They're beautiful. They're $10 at the shelter, and we'll mail one to you for $13.
Wonderful. I forgot about the calendars. The calendars, and these are, you know, with wonderful cat photographs for every month. And you can pick them up at the Meow Cat Rescue Shelter in Kirkland, or they can mail them to you. And the information would be on the Meow website as well, right?
Right.
All righty. Well, Marilyn, thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday with us. Glad you all survived the storm. And I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that we got all the storm energy for the winter over with and that big bomb cyclone. And so we can have peaceful weather from now on. And we all have power and stay warm. And now I have to add, we all have water, too, because I'm without water today. We had a main water line break last night, Marilyn, so our neighborhood has no water right now.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, but that's much better than not having power. So I'm okay with it. And they're working hard out there to try to get us water back today. Anyway, Marilyn, thank you so much for all that you do. And gosh, we'll talk again next year. Be the first Sunday of January.
Yeah, amazing.
All righty. Well, I'm looking forward to it. You guys have a great holiday season at Meow, and hopefully a lot of us will see you at the Holiday Craft Bazaar next Saturday, and or for Santa Paws pictures around the area. And we will chat again January 2025.
All right. Happy.
All righty. Thanks, Marilyn. Uh-huh. Merry Christmas.
Bye. Yeah,
God
you
bless.
Too.
Bye-bye. All righty. We are smack out of time for the first hour. We're going to wrap it up. And instead of love training, we're get to listen and enjoy a couple of Jingle Cats medleys and songs. So stay right where you are. Have fun with the Jingle Cats. And we will fire up hour number two and get started with Help Animals India. Eileen will be here as usual. And then in the third hour, we've got animals24-7.org. And Sita from Ananda will join us. So Animal World continues till noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.